We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Brewers continue to roll on, knocking off the Cardinals again. Again, they beat the St. Louis Cardinals. Christian Yelich did, pretty much. But nice outing last night by Woodruff, who continues to hit the ball. Brewers get yet another win. Got a day game today, taking on the Cardinals on getaway day, and which is nice because you got an entire day of sports in the state. An entire day of sports in the state, because you got Brewers today, which leads you right into Bucks basketball. Oh, what a day. What a banner day. Brewers doubled them up yesterday, 8-4, 8 runs, 12 hits. Zippo in the air department. Woodruff gets the win. Nice job by him. Goes to 2-1 on the season, 5.23 ERA, but he continues to swing a hot stick as well. How about that? When you got your pitcher taking a couple of knocks. Goes 1-for-3 again yesterday. He's got the average down to 714, so he's cooled off a little bit. But nevertheless, Woodruff 5 2/3 strong yesterday. Got it, coming out of the fifth, got into a little bit of trouble. But I like the fact that he battled out of it. In the second inning, gave up a couple. But again, battled out of it unscarred. The long ball, Ozuna hits the two-run shot in the sixth. But, man, what a solid outing. They needed that. They really did. They needed that yesterday. So, because you got the Dodgers coming into town tomorrow for a four-game series over the weekend. But St. Louis not able to play any runs until the sixth and the eighth. The Brewers, in the meantime, they knocked in five in that big third. Christian Yelich with a bomb to open things wide open in the fifth, who just continues to astound. I had texted at one point or tweeted at one point last night, when Woodruff got into a little bit of trouble and then the bullpen came in, I thought, well, can Christian Yelich pitch? Because is there anything the man can't do? By the way, nice job. Nice job by Mark and whoever it is, his staff, because he said, hey, Bill, is this picture appropriate to what you said yesterday? If you have not seen it, I would recommend maybe going to the Facebook fan page, because he's 100% right when it comes to Christian Yelich. So I said I'd give him a shout-out, so thanks to Mark, who shot me the picture yesterday. Because yesterday I had said, look, when Superman gets a stain on his cape, he goes to the closet of one Christian Yelich. And Mark sends me this picture of Kent Clark running into a phone booth and Superman flying out. It says Christian Yelich runs into a phone booth, but it's Superman who comes out damn straight. Nice. So, Mark, kudos to you and whoever else it is, or if anybody helped you with that, but man, cool stuff. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. But like I said, man, Brandon Woodruff yesterday, they needed that. Solid outing. And then you've got the Bucks basketball. It's a Bucks Wednesday. Bucks getting ready to get to game two of the postseason as they're taking on the Detroit Pistons. Now, Blake Griffin is reportedly saying he wants to give it a shot. So now we'll wait and see. Now we'll wait and see if he actually is able to give it a shot. I don't know if he will or be able to, but we'll wait and see what happens. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you because the Brewers continue to beat up on the Cardinals. When you, again, you go... Go to the standings because of the Brewers still third best record in all of baseball. Third best record in baseball right now. 12 wins on the season. Best record in the National League. Houston, 12-5. So the Brewers are behind them by a loss, one single loss. And then obviously Tampa Bay, who continues to roll on. They have won now two straight. They are 13-4 on the season. Oh, by the way, the Brewers also, in addition to that, in that win yesterday, put themselves into the positive. They're back into the green rather than the red when it comes to the run differential. 5-2 at home, 5-4 on the road. Now a game and a half above Pittsburgh, who won yet again. But now 2.5 ahead of the Cardinals. Cubs still hanging at 4 games back, who got yet another win. So they're just sitting right there. And the Reds, they ended up losing to the Dodgers yesterday. And they have lost 3 straight. And they are at 5-11 and already 6 games back. The second largest deficit in the National League, because the Miami Marlins are 7 games back. The third largest deficit, because believe it or not, the Boston Red Sox, with all the money they have coming off of the World Series and as dominant as they were, they have just simply not been able to figure it out. They've lost 2 in a row. They fell another game back last night behind Tampa Bay. They're 7.5 back in the standings. So things right now looking up down at the ball yard, if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan. Good stuff last night. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one is from Mark, another Mark, who asked me a little bit earlier. He had the pictures from the Milwaukee Basketball Hour from this past week, which we had a great time. If you haven't seen it already, it's been retweeted. Rare Steakhouse just retweeted it, tagging me in it. But if you haven't seen them, it's Pau Gasol, myself, and Steve Novak. We had a great time. But it is going to be at the same location, Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee, coming up next Tuesday night. Tuesday night, we're going to be there. Malcolm Brogdon's going to be our guest live and in person, so make sure you come on out and say hello. A lot of reaction last night off of our discussion yesterday about pitching and about Kimbrel and Keuchel and who do you want. And here's the one thing that I think got lost in our discussion. First of all, because I am not in favor of going out and getting anybody right now. I just don't think you have to, okay? Secondly, I'm not way overpaying to get somebody. You're going to overpay anytime you get into free agency, okay? You always do. But if they demand a 3-year deal, it ain't happening. Stick with what you got. Unless, of course, you know that one piece will put you over the top. You know, I always go back to what Doug Melvin had told me years ago, what Ron Wolf had told me years ago. You go get a free agent if you believe that you're ready to go, that you're going to be competitive, you're going to be that team that's vying for a championship, and that one piece will put you over the top. Because getting a championship, you can't equate really a general cost to. You usually recoup that money anyway going into the next season. However, if you're going to have a 3-year deal for a Kimbrel or a Keuchel or what have you, and it's going to be, you know, $18-19 million, there's no way. Ain't happening. But if you can get a reasonable deal, then it's not terrible. 855-830-8648. By the way, I was reading last night about, well, the Brewers didn't want to give up the draft choice. I don't think anybody wants to give up a draft choice, but it's a third-round draft choice. It's not like you're giving up your first overall pick, okay? We know how hit-or-miss draft choices are in baseball. You know, so, I'm not overly concerned about that. If the time would be right, you do it. If it's not, you don't. It's as simple as that. And I think a little bit of that got lost in the shuffle yesterday from our discussion. Again, 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in. That is the way to do it, the phone number. You can also get a hold of us over on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels. I'm excited today. I know it's cloudy. I know we've got some storms getting ready to roll through the area, which is fine with me. Going to the game tonight. I cannot wait. Waiting for my buddy Gino to call me about our tickets. But I'm going to the game. I am fired up. Joe, you heading down there? You covering tonight? You going to be in the house?
I'll be covering the Bucks game tonight, yeah.
Radio Joe will be in the house down there tonight as well. I'm geeked.
I'm, in fact, like 5 out of the 6 days this week, I'm either at a Bucks game or a Brewer game. I'm doing Brewer pregame tomorrow for work. And then Friday, I'll be at the game. And the word on the street is I'm sitting behind the plate.
Tomorrow?
Friday against the Dodgers. That is, I don't know if I'm in the first row or the second row. Or the 10th row.
Would you buy front row Amy's tickets?
Well, I have connections.
Okay.
But not front row Amy.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. You might be seeing Radio Joe for 3 hours behind the dish.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Usually, I got a friend of mine who hooks me up, and I usually get the tickets right behind the plate, but they're usually like 15 rows back. I like that. No TV time, but you had a good shot, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm liking it. But it's only when they have the tickets that they spare. But usually it's four, so I usually get to take Sherry and the kids. So we have a good time. Been a couple games already this year. Looking forward to it. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Don't forget at Cousin Subs. They have been using the Wisconsin cheeses. They have been using the award-winning Wisconsin cheeses. So what do you convert cheese into? You convert cheese into many things. You put the slices on the big bread, and then you put your sandwich together, right? Or now you go to creamy Wisconsin mac and cheese featuring shredded Parmesan, shredded white cheddar. It's all available at select locations in Wisconsin and Illinois. Order as a compliment to your favorite sub or maybe a kid's meal. Consider it. There you go. Topping your choice as well. Bacon, chicken, ham, turkey. Order online at CousinSubs.com. Delivery available at select locations. Cousin Subs, they believe in better. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. There you go. According to Jeff Patricus, he believes that the Housers, who are leaving Marquette, and, oh, by the way, let me say this. Don't be fooled, and the truth is staring you in the face when it comes to the reasons they're leaving. I was down at the ball game last night and ran into a friend of mine who shall remain nameless, but we'll just say knows the program. But don't be fooled. There's no coincidence that Marcus Howard announced he was coming back, and they said, we're getting the hell out of here. Let's just put it that way. But it seems like Wisconsin should be the landing ground. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Truth. Some of you probably can't handle it. I'll give you the as a good friend of mine who is close to that program over there puts it. I'll give you the opinionated truth. Anyway, welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Get a hold of us on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, or on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can also find Joe at Radio Joe Sports. The Radio.com app. Radio.com app is a terrific way to follow us, so please do that as well. We certainly appreciate it when you follow us there and take a listen to the program. Listen up. There is a thought, at least right now, if you read the Journal Sentinel, that the Hauser brothers, who both abruptly left Marquette, could end up or should end up at Wisconsin. Obviously, they have the space to be. They don't have to juggle their roster. They're good to go. They can offer both. So, I mean, it would make the most sense for them to go there. Virginia and Michigan State, who are also rumored to be in the hunt, would have to do some, jockeying, so to speak. So, anyway, it appears that at least as of right now, within the Hauser household, there is a discussion about going to UW. But don't be fooled. Okay, look, the Hausers put out a very classy statement. Hauser's father put out a statement saying, hey, look, this wasn't about, personalities. And the hell it wasn't. Okay. There's no coincidence that Marcus Howard says, I'm coming back, and they say, we're getting the hell out of here. Okay. Secondly, for the way I understand it is look, the offense, while you can't run it through one person, they at least were led to believe that it was going to be an open-up type of thing. There was also, some ball hogging going on. Okay, let's call it what it is. But also, from what I understand, is they were led to believe that that stuff was going to end and there was going to be some accountability there, and there wasn't. So they decided to say, Woj, you're not living up to your word. We're out. And they were never promised. It wasn't like a specific promise. He walked in and just lied to him. That's not it. But they were led to believe that things would be different. And when they weren't, and when certain things happened and there was no accountability, it was kind of like, okay, you know what? We're done. We don't believe in this anymore. We don't believe in what's going on here anymore. We're out of here. And so that's where things stand. So for all the, and that's the simple fact. I mean, or that's the simple, you know, story without getting into all the different avenues of this. Okay. That's basically it. Look, you know, Marquette, you can't complain about the education. Marquette, top-notch education. You know, you can't complain about the exposure. You're talking about Big East, one of the best basketball conferences in the land. And when it's strong, it makes the, you know, the college basketball landscape a lot better. There's no doubt about that. But when you're talking about transferring out of a school, you either have a problem with the players that are around you or the head coach or both. And in this particular case, it came down to both. It came down to accountability, what they were maybe led to believe, and things just didn't pan out that way. And they just feel another situation is better for them. That's as simple as it is. So whether or not they land in Wisconsin, we will have to wait and see. I know there's a lot of people kind of holding their breath that maybe they do. Maybe they do. Hey, by the way, speaking of basketball, the new entertainment block established down there by the Fiserv Forum, the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. I was reading all this stuff this morning and a little bit of last night about this. The Mecca Sports Bar and Grill located on the entertainment block across from the Fiserv, going to have hold a job fair on next, I believe it's tomorrow, job fair tomorrow. And then again, a week from Thursday for the upcoming destination for the Wisconsin, you know, sports fan, so to speak. But the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, now we all know the best sports bar in the city, maybe in the state, is Stenny's. But this is a cool deal. I mean, kind of keeping some of the history as a part of the Fiserv Forum and the new era of Bucks basketball. I like the fact that they named it the Mecca. It's got a great facade. It's got a great, it's a great building, very contemporary looking, very open airish. Come summertime, man, it's going to be really cool. I mean, you're going down there for concerts and such. That's going to be fantastic. But I was reading all about that last night. The Mecca Sports Bar and Grill is going to offer an elevated sports bar culinary experience. They're going to be looking for, you know, staff right now. And but it's going to be a cool place. Tons of TVs and that stuff. I mean, just like any other sports bar, but it's called the Mecca. And it's across from the new Fiserv Forum. So really cool place. I was looking at some of the new renderings, how it's going to have some of the neon greens and such in there. You know, obviously honoring Bucks basketball and the Bucks history. The floor should be really cool. So I'm fired up. I really am. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tyler says, don't count out Virginia for the House. I'm not counting them out. No, I'm just simply saying they have some jockeying to do when it comes to the availability of scholarships for what they can and can't do. Okay, no, I know that Tony Bennett and such, there's a whole Stevens Point connection there. Don't get me wrong. I don't underestimate that. But there is an ability to go right here, right now to Wisconsin. Read the Journal Sentinel article. Okay, it's not that it makes the most sense. It makes it the easiest path of least resistance. So there you have it. Got a couple of things here. This one's from Tom, who says, I couldn't agree with you more. I am so excited going to both games today. Took the day off going down to the Brewers game. Hope they beat the dreaded Cardinals and continue to put distance between them and the Redbirds. And then heading downtown, getting a quick bite, and then heading over to the Fiserv Forum to catch the Bucks game tonight. It would be a banner day if both home teams would win and we would see both MVPs perform well. Do we know what the lineup is yet, Joe, for the Brewers? That came out a little while ago, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I thought so. You don't happen to have it in front of you, do you? If you don't, no big deal.
No, I've got it right here. Yeah, okay. Leading off, it's Ben Gamel. He'll be in center field. Lorenzo Cain getting the day off.
Yelich is playing, though, correct?
Christian Yelich will bat second in right field.
You should see then both MVPs in action today, Joseph.
Yasmani Grandal will bat third and catch. Mike Moustakas will be leading off. Ryan Braun in left field, he'll bat fifth.
Braun's playing on a getaway day. How about that?
Travis Shaw will be over at third base and batting sixth.
There you have it.
Jesus Aguilar, seventh at first base. Orlando Arcia will get the start again at shortstop. He'll bat eighth. And then Corbin Burns will round out the order.
Boy, Corbin Burns needs a big game.
I love the fact that Yasmani Grandal is in the three-hole today. Because now, if you're talking about the Cardinals... Because it's according to Mike Schilt last night, or Mike Schilt, they...
I was going to say, your language almost took a Schilt right there.
That's a last
be
name
careful.
To be very careful about. He said last night that they're going to have to start walking Christian Yelich. So this is great because if you're walking Christian Yelich, you're now facing the second hottest batter in the Brewers lineup, and that's Yasmani Grandal. So now what do you do? Do you put that base runner on and let Yasmani Grandal just go after it, or what do you do? I mean, that you talk about a tough conundrum today for the Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
trying to pitch to those two guys back-to-back. I love that Craig Counsell did that.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you, 855-830-8648, and we can say howdy. There you have it. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and get ready to take a quick break here at the bottom of that. We're going to talk some more Bucks basketball. Jeff Rieger, 97, won the ticket in Detroit. We're going to get his thoughts as to this team, as to what's happening with the Detroit Pistons, and whether or not the word is true or not that Blake Griffin is going to try to give it a go. Also, after that, we're going to go inside the Brewers clubhouse. And don't forget this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate. That is 98% success rate in treating guys with ED. And when you talk about that kind of a success rate, it's all but guaranteed they're going to help you out. But you can't do anything unless you call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Plus, if you're feeling a little bit sluggish, a little bit moody, no energy, no stamina, you just don't want to get out of bed to work out in the morning, you know, that kind of thing, maybe they can help you out. Maybe a low T treatment might not be a bad way to go. If you're over the age of 30, just go in and get your numbers checked and see where you stand at least, right? Maybe figure it out. Maybe eliminate the process, so to speak. You can also check it out, 414-455-4451, but the all-in-one weight loss program, that works. That works. Guaranteed that works. All you got to do is follow. If you don't follow it, that's your own fault. But go in and check it out, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. Jeff Rieger, 97, won the ticket in Detroit. He is up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tell me how to live my life. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on today. Brewers with a day game, Bucks basketball, game two. Game two tonight, taking on the Detroit Pistons. And to talk a little bit more about it, Jeff Rieger from 97 won the ticket over in Detroit in the Motor City. Jeff, how you doing today, man? Appreciate it.
What's going on, man? They actually are playing a game too. Are you sure about that?
Well, at least it's on the schedule. It's on the schedule. Yeah. Hey, what's the rumor with Blake Griffin? Because originally we heard he wasn't going to play in the series. Now he says he's going to try to play. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's still day to day. The Yahoo report came out saying he was done for the series, which essentially means done for the season. But sounds like he wants to play, but the doctors quite aren't ready to let him play just yet. So if he doesn't play today, which would be 7 days of rest for that knee tendonitis, then he could play Saturday, which would be 10 days of rest for that knee tendonitis. So maybe they're looking at it like that. I mean, their best chance, obviously, to win a game or to try to steal a game or to not get blown out would be Blake Griffin. So they need him. But, you know, Blake wasn't looking very good before he got injured, so they got to make sure he's healthy. So I probably would not expect him today. I would say maybe game three would be his best shot.
Is game three the one that, most people that would be in Detroit holding their breath for? Because if you win game three, maybe you get a little bit of life. If you lose game three, then it's pretty much warm up the buses.
Well, I think it's already warm up the buses. I think Detroit fans, after seeing what they saw on Sunday night, it's pretty much warm up the buses. You know, when you listen to what's coming out of the Pistons side of things, they're talking about intensity. Dwayne Casey, the head coach, was saying, I want my guys to remember this feeling of getting blown out and being embarrassed. I didn't have them ready to play playoff basketball. I mean, obviously, it's more than intensity. It's more than passion. They're just outmatched, especially without Blake Griffin. With that being said, I think the goal, and I'm not even kidding here, I think the goal for the Pistons is to not be embarrassed. I mean, everybody saw what the Clippers did to the Warriors a couple days ago, down 31 points. That's their rallying cry right now. Anything can happen, but let's be honest. I can't really fathom a scenario where the Pistons win the series or even win a game, for that matter.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What do they have to do, in your opinion, or what could they do to win, or at least to make it more competitive? They missed a lot of shots. I mean, a lot of open shots. I mean, obviously, Drummond missed a lot down low. They weren't hitting from the outside. The Bucks played just a better defense, a better energy. I mean, to me, if you just come out with a better energy to start this game, maybe you punch Milwaukee in the face a little bit and stun them. But, you know, if Milwaukee's hitting shots again, I agree with you. I just think they're outmanned. I don't see how they can have a shot at winning this series, maybe much less winning a game.
No, I think you're right about that. I mean, you are right, too. I mean, obviously, don't come out and trail 20-4, right? That helps. I mean, the Pistons were hit in the face right away, and from that point on, they had no chance. But there are a couple of things. Like, for instance, Luke Kennard usually comes off the bench, and, you know, he's not as good defensively as offensively, but I would expect him to start today. He had 21 in game one. So if you can get some points early on and find a way to hang on or hang around at least until the wave of the Bucks offense maybe goes away a little bit and you can take your shot, I mean, that's probably your best shot. So I would expect Luke Kennard to probably, you know, start. The other thing, too, is expect Andre Drummond to guard the Greek Freak. It didn't work with Thon Maker. I think that was pretty obvious. And that was probably part of the early blowout, the fact that Thon could not hang with Giannis. So, you know, at some point of that first half, Drummond said, listen, I'm going to guard him. I'm going to take the pressure off your hands. And while he might get into foul trouble, which would hurt the Pistons, it's probably their best chance to maybe slow him down just a little bit, talking about, you know, Giannis. So I think maybe those are the two things. The other thing is maybe look for a little more zone from the Pistons. They don't play zone usually, but, I mean, heck, what can it hurt? And they played it a little bit in game one, and at times it works. So maybe they can build on that a little bit. But, I mean, we're grasping here. We really are. We're grasping at straws. I mean, you saw how things got. And I don't expect much of a difference in game two here.
Yeah, that was kind of my next question was, you know, do you expect much different? I mean, is there anything they can come out with that maybe would give the Bucks a look that either they haven't seen or haven't expected or that could give them problems? Look, the Bucks defensively even, they were a better basketball team. I mean, they were, you know, blocking shots from behind. Hell, even Pat Connaughton got Drummond once from behind, you know? So most people here are extremely comfortable in their own skin at this point, just saying, okay, it's done. Let's just start thinking about the next opponent. Pau Gasol was on our show the other day. And he said, look, I've been on both ends of this, where one night you blow a team out, you're flying high. The next night you come back and you just can't figure out what happened. I just don't know what Casey can come up with that the Bucks either would not have seen or not be able to overcome. And that's my biggest question. That's kind of the fear of the unknown at this point.
No, and I think it's a good point, and kind of like what we already mentioned, is some of the things the Pistons can do. I think, obviously, you need, as cliche as it sounds, they need to act like they know what they're doing, like they've been there before. The intensity wasn't there at all. The passion wasn't there at all. All season long, we kept hearing about the playoff push. The Pistons haven't been to the playoffs since 2016. They haven't won a playoff game since 2008. I mean, wrap your mind around that, and it doesn't look like it's going to change. But for them to come out like they did in game one, and I know a lot of it was the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously, but that kind of blew my mind, the fact that it looked like guys flat out weren't ready to play. So that's fixable. That's intensity. That's passion, right? So that's effort. That's hustle. So I would assume you're going to see a better push from the Pistons in that regard. But the bottom line is they are outmanned, and especially if Blake doesn't play, I just don't see a scenario. I guess the one thing would be, you know, the human nature, the spirit of sports, right? The Pistons come out with something to prove, and the Bucks come out, you know, pounding their chest because they already thumped them. So as you were kind of mentioning it, so maybe that were to happen, but if it were to happen, I wouldn't expect it to happen very long, and I would still expect the Bucks to win the game. I mean, if the Pistons could somehow come away with this win in game two, it doesn't change the outcome of anybody's belief that the Pistons would still lose this series, but it would truly be a pretty remarkable thing. Seeing what happened in game one, I think Piston fans would be satisfied. As crazy as that sounds, if you can get one win in this series, I think that's pretty much where the barometer is right now. I just think Piston fans don't want to see their team get blown out again.
First of all, I think that it becomes more competitive, but even with Blake Griffin, I can't imagine Blake Griffin being the X factor that can overcome 20 points. You know what I mean?
The only difference, though, is the offense runs through Blake. So when he's not out there, the offense doesn't look how it should. And obviously, guys don't really know what to do. But when Blake's out there, he's almost like a babysitter out there. He pretty much all season long, he puts guys where they need to be. The offense goes through him. And it just runs more succinctly. So I would expect if Blake were to play, that in itself would be better. But again, you know, he's not the difference. He wouldn't have been the difference in game one. What's he going to throw in 40 points? I mean, right. That's probably not going to happen. The sad thing of it all is all season long they fought to get here. And Blake has been outstanding. He's been a great leader. He's been a great piston. Nobody really thought he was going to play as well as he did this year. And then for him to be out and get injured, and we all kind of saw it coming because he's an older player and is injury prone, but for him to miss the postseason, it's got to be killing him. So that's the one bummer of it all, the fact that for him, he's been fantastic this year, and it's probably going to be hard to replicate it next year. And they're not going to be as good next year because they're going to lose some guys to free agency, and there's really not a path to get better because free agents don't want to come to Detroit, so you're going to have to make trades. The fact that Blake had such a good season and more than likely isn't going to get to win a playoff game and at least change that nature of things, that's depressing.
Talking with Jeff Rieger, 97-1 the ticket over in Detroit. The only way I see this happening is if the Bucks go cold. The way we've seen the Bucks get beat all season long has been prolific nights. Either the Bucks go unbelievably franchise cold, or another franchise hits more threes than they've ever hit in their history, or something to that effect. and that's the way we've seen. It's been so weird to watch this team go from a team that was just hoping to get into the top five in the East to now being the best record in the NBA and be where they're at. But, you know, also, I mean, they're, you know, defensively speaking, if Detroit can match what the Bucks bring, maybe they defend more shots and got a little bit of a shot and can at least close the gap. But if they can't, I mean, it just seemed like Detroit was running in quicksand and the Bucks were just like a bunch of schoolyard kids running around and just outpacing Detroit. And so that's the only way. If they can match them energy-wise, if they can match them in quickness and speed on the perimeter and maybe get hands in the face and get a few errant shots for the Milwaukee Bucks, then they got a shot at keeping it close, and who knows. But otherwise, yeah. I just don't see that happening.
No, and I'm with you. I mean, they got clowned in game one. It's that simple, and that's nothing negative towards the Bucks. They just flat out got clowned. Detroit wasn't ready. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, too, what Andre Drummond does, because Andre Drummond lost his composure. He decided to throw Giannis to the ground. Then he decided to, for some reason, help him up, even though it was intentionally trying to throw him to the ground. Then he gets ejected to the game. Then he's blowing kisses to the Milwaukee Bucks fans.
Yeah, how about that?
What, 175 points? It makes no sense. Then post-game, he was asked, and you guys might not know this, but here in Detroit, obviously, we follow Pistons Twitter, where I'm sure you guys follow Bucks Twitter. But post-game, he was asked, hey, listen, you know, how depressing, how much did it hurt to get tossed from the game? And his response was, I got to shower early, right? Which might have been a joke. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. So a Detroit reporter, who's been around forever, decided to tweet just Andre Drummond's quote. That's all she did. There was no editorializing in it. There was no opinion. It was just his quote. Andre Drummond responded on Twitter to this reporter and essentially said, listen, I've been great to you my whole career. Why are you turning the knife in our backs when we're down? So, you know, the maturity of some guys aren't the greatest right now. And Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson's another one that people question, you know, is the maturity level where it needs to be? And then yesterday at practice, both those guys were the last one off the court. It's almost to send the message that, listen, we got our stuff together. We're ready to go. So, I mean, I think it depends a lot on those two guys because I don't think Blake's going to play. And if Andre plays with the high motor, like he's capable, like we've seen at times, like we saw in the second half, then, yeah, I think it can make up for a lot of things. I still don't think they win the game. But I think a lot of it is on Andre Drummond, as simplistic as that might sound.
What happened to him? Because he was such a rising superstar. And then he became almost roller coaster-esque. I mean, one night he is on and he is a dominant player and just feels it. And the next night he just goes away.
Yeah, it is truly the biggest question, right? And the owner loves them. In fact, the Pistons tried to trade him a couple of times, and reportedly the owner blocked those trades. And he obviously has all the raw talent, right? He makes $27 million a year, so he's a franchise player, even though a lot of people don't think like he is. But it's all in the motor. When he was coming out of Connecticut, that was the biggest issue. This guy doesn't have the greatest motor. And on some nights, you're absolutely right. When he's motivated, he is at times, he looks unstoppable. Yeah, he's the best rebounder in the game. Nobody's going to take that away from him. And offensively, he looks good. There are other times, though, where he looks lost or he looks just disinterested. And those are the moments that really irritate the heck out of Pistons fans. So it is kind of a mixed bag. Now, to be truly fair, he's been great in the second half. When the Pistons went on a push to get in the postseason and they won 13 of 15 games. Now, granted, some of those games, a lot of those games might have been against not the greatest of competition or against good competition with guys missing, but Andre Drummond was fantastic. He really was. And a lot of people are hoping that he's taken a step because he's still he's only 25 years old. So I guess he's not a finished product just yet, but it's what you said. It's that inconsistency. He's capable of a heck of a lot more than he proves on some nights. But some nights, he's great. Other nights, he's just not.
Great stuff as always. We certainly appreciate it, Jeff, and I'm sure we'll touch base again soon, okay?
All right, take care, Bill. Good luck, guys. Not that you need it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket over in Detroit joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, and they will treat you fair. It's been that way for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Don't forget the Budweiser Pavilion is going to be open for business. Wednesday Night Live is back the end of May. The last Wednesday in May, it's when Rebel Grace takes the stage, and then you've got the Wisconsin Concert Series. It is Wednesday night live from whatever part of the state you're in. Come on down to the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds and enjoy it at the Budweiser Pavilion, and it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We go inside the Brewers Clubhouse next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I guess it was his debut, and yeah, we didn't really have a whole lot of video on him or anything to go on. He kind of just had to feel it out, and I kind of got lucky. I got deep enough in the at-bat where I kind of saw some pitches and had a decent idea of what his stuff was like. But yeah, he had great stuff. He did a good job after that. Yeah, it's one of those things.
100-mile-an-hour flamethrower in Yelich. As you heard Matt LePay from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Yelich goes yard. And the Brewers double up the Cardinals yesterday, 8-4. Back at it today, a day game at Miller Park. Brewers, or I shouldn't say Brewers, Cardinals skipper, Mr. Schilt, got to be careful with that last name, says they have difficulties continuing to pitch to Christian Yelich. Here you go.
We have a Christian Yelich problem, and one that we've got to solve. And that's not a, I don't want to disrespect the rest of their lineup, because clearly, you know, Kane did damage, and Moose had a good series, and you know, they're a very capable club. That's not, I don't want to represent that at all.
Here's, we got to figure that out. Now, as a Brewers fan, I hope you continue to be stupid. But when a guy owns you, I mean owns you, why in the hell are you pitching to him? It's like when Albert Pujols used to come into Miller Park. Why are you pitching to the man? You can't be this stupid. But hey, I was watching Cardinals fans last night. Same thing. Why are you pitching to this guy? I don't care. Who was it? God. Whitey Herzog? I think. It's back when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were on their tear and said, I don't care if the bases are loaded. I'm walking the guy. I'd rather give up one than four. Why are you pitching? Hey, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. He says they may end up maybe walking Yelich, finally.
Yeah, absolutely. It's possible. I mean, listen, you know, I can't definition Sandy's doing the same thing over and over and over again. You know, it's a fine line between, you know, giving the Bonds treatment and also appreciating the fact that at some point you feel like, you know, it's going to end. It's, you know, and we also want to be able to trust our guys to compete and execute. And right now, against him, at least we're not.
So with Yasmani Grandal hitting behind Yelich today, does Mike Schilt do that? Does
yes.
he walk Yelich?
Yes!
To set it up for the second hottest hitter?
Yes! Yeah, if you in any situation that there are men on, and if you pitch to him and he takes you yard again, you should not even get on the plane. As the bus makes the turn out of Miller Park, and you're going 94, then down the highway, as you make that turn on the high-rise bridge, when you look down, there's the Milwaukee River, which leads right to MMSD and the Poop Soup. You should be thrown off that bus, right off the bridge, into the Poop Soup down below. That's what should happen to you if you pitch to Christian Yelich, and he takes you yard, drilling open a game again.
I think it's a lose-lose situation for the Cardinals.
It is, but wouldn't you rather lose with somebody else than getting continually beat by the same guy? You can't be that stupid. But hey, keep pitching to him. As a Brewers fan, I'm loving it. I want to sit back and relax and just go, there's another one. Let's load up on the beer. Woodruff, he talks about, you know, hey, he's got a little stick going on right now, hitting 714. How we looking?
In the cage, when we hit and stuff, we take it pretty serious. A good competition, we usually play games with each other and stuff and, you know, try to see who can beat each other. And I hate to say, but Freddie hasn't won yet. We got to get him, you know, some more wins, but he did get his first knock, you know, last night, so that's good.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Council talks about the hitting pitcher of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I was really proud of that, the fourth inning, really, when he went out there and put up a zero after, you know, he ran the bases and had the big double. I think it just kind of flattens the game out for them as much as anything. But I thought his stuff was really good tonight. Slider was good to righties. Change was good to lefties. His fastball was obviously located very well often, so nice night.
There you go. Also, Council says you can't worry about the history against the Cardinals. We got this.
I don't think the history of this thing is relevant at this point. This is about this year, and we've got plenty of games left with them. We try to beat them as much as we can. It makes it harder on them. Just try to keep winning games. You know, we know they're a team that's going to be there in the end, so these wins are important.
That's it. That's it. There you go. Last night, Raptors tied up the series at a game apiece when they knocked off the Magic. They drilled the Magic 111-82 after being shocked. But Magic still has home court advantage now as they head to Orlando. Meanwhile, the Nuggets, they've tied it up. They took back their home court, 114-105 over the Spurs. But still, Spurs hold the home court advantage. And in addition to that, Portland leads the Oklahoma City Thunder, 114-94. They beat them again last night. They lead that series 2-0. Big Bucks game, game two, coming up tonight down at the Fiserv Forum. Cannot wait. More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Station strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.